So it's time to go over here and listen to Audrey. Hi, Audrey. What's on your mind, ma'am? And thank you so much for your patience today.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure enough. What's on your mind?
Okay, to fill you in on what's going on, I have Hashimoto's, and I'm hypothyroidism. I have that. And so I have eliminated, I don't do any dairy, no gluten, and no soy. But more recently, the last few months, I've been having these lower back pains that seem to happen at night, and kind of I feel nauseated and I have gas. And so I went into a local doctor here, and, you know, they thought it was kidney stuff. So eventually I got an ultrasound about 10 days ago, and the ultrasound showed that I have a 2.2-centimeter non-mobile gallstone in my gallbladder, and it's impacted in the neck of my gallbladder. And there's a couple real small stones in there, and it said that there was kind of a thick sludge within the gallbladder also.
Okay.
And so they are wanting me to go and get the surgery and get my gallbladder out. And I have been reading about Dr. Brenneman's study.
Yay.
That there is a food allergy component.
That's right.
And so the last 10 days I've given up eggs, and I have not had any attacks since then.
And the eggs were at the top of Dr. Brenneman's list, as you know then.
Yep. And so, and I read your Green Medicine. I'm subscribed to that. And so my question now is, can I safely shrink or get rid of the large stone and avoid surgery? I have an appointment with the surgeon to consult with him in a month. And
yes.
I don't want to do anything dangerous to where it gets dislodged and stuck.
Yeah.
And I really need to get rid of that stone.
Okay, ma'am, a couple of things. One, a number of years back, no less an authority than the New England Journal of Medicine, and they are an authority in their field, published an article that showed that it was actually more dangerous to have gallbladder surgery than to just allow a sleeping gallstone to lie. I am not kidding you, ma'am. The complications from gallbladder surgery are actually worse than the complications from leaving things alone, because yes, leaving things alone might lead to a problem, but it's less likely than the problems from surgery. That was in New England Journal of Medicine, no less. Okay, number two, there are things that will help to liquefy some of that sludge, but you best be working with the doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about them, because guess what? It could impact the thyroid, and one of those things that helps to loosen gallbladder sludge is simply iodine. Actually, iodide. That form gets it to thin out. Now, one of the doctors at Tahoma Clinic, Dr. Lampson, has successfully helped other people to shrink their gallstones to the point where they're no longer actually bothering at all, and sometimes they're not visible. I'd suggest you might check in with him, but a good doc, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and as you know, since we have Bastyr University here that graduates naturopathic people, we have a number of skilled naturopathic physicians in our area. And again, with that data from New England Journal, I'd suggest working with a doc and trying to get that gallstone so it doesn't bother you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. I actually am a patient right now of with Dr. Russell. We live in California, and my husband and I made a trip last year, and I saw her, and he saw Dr. Sherman. But this is just more of a recent thing, and because of the pain, I went to a local doctor because I thought maybe it was my kidneys. But so Dr. Lampson would be the one that knows this protocol.
Yes, but there's another thing, ma'am, and that is
okay.
You could always ask Dr. Russell's assistant to ask Dr. Russell to check with Dr. Lampson. We talk to each other at Tahoma Clinic.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Dr. Lampson had this protocol, so that's great.
Okay.
Okay, so I will email her and ask about that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you are, again, like so many who've called today, being proactive. You read about Dr. Brenneman. You stopped the pains with stopping the egg allergy, just like Dr. Brenneman said. Nice going, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your taking my call.
You're welcome, and thank you very much for calling. Really